And it's time again for another episode of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Hi, thank you. Happy Women's Day. So I chose an interesting choice for seeing on Women's Day. It's a movie called The Bride. It's an exclamation point after that, The Bride. And it's a Maggie Gyllenhaal movie. Maggie Gyllenhaal is an actress, filmmaker, and she's made some interesting movies. And this one is also an interesting movie, but it's, as at least one of the reviewers online said, frequently messy and sometimes kind of baffling. But it's never boring. It's as if it's a failure, it's an interesting one, which is perhaps better than being a staid success. And it is, it has not gotten super duper good reviews, but they're not horrible either. The critics, you know, in general, you know, the critic gave was 59% approval, and for audiences in general, it was about 73%. And it is a kind of a really strange movie. It's The Bride, and it's The Bride of Frankenstein, but it's a very, very different take on what you might think of when you think of The Bride of Frankenstein, who is usually Elsa Lanchester with hair piled about 3 feet in the air from the 30s or 40s, and always kind of entertaining. But this was just weird. And I was somehow expecting better. I think I have seen some other Maggie Gyllenhaal things, and her brother Jake, who's an amazing actor and one of my favorites, he was in it as well. He had kind of a featured role. And in fact, the cast was superb. The cast included Maggie Gyllenhaal, in fact, was not in it. She was busy directing and writing and editing and so on. But Jesse Buckley, who is the star and huge award winner from the movie Hamnet, which is still playing, played a woman who had been kind of bizarre, and she died and was brought back to life by Dr. Euphronius and Annette Bening, who plays that sort of the mad scientist, female mad scientist, and Frankenstein, otherwise known as Frank, is played by, again, another superb actor, Christian Bale. And they had Penelope Cruz in there and Peter Sarsgaard. It was just a fantastic cast. And it was kind of like, as my husband said on the way home, if she wasn't trying so hard to be bizarre, it probably would have been a better movie. But as it turned out, it was a bizarre movie with fine performances and a very strange story concerning this young woman who died. And there was also kind of a sub-theme of Mary Shelley not being able, who did write Frankenstein, but Mary Shelley not being able to write the book that she wanted. So she in this movie ends up being sort of like a voice and face in the background who has things that she would like her bride, whose name is sometimes Penelope and sometimes Ida, to say and do. And the idea that, yes, it was a bit confusing, this is certainly holds true. And another thing that struck me was almost everything was just really close up and really bright and mostly kind of noisy. Not frankly the kind of movie that I would ordinarily enjoy, but I found myself watching this pretty carefully, trying to figure out A, what was going on, and B, what was the deal? How was this going to get better? And ultimately, in my opinion, it didn't get a whole lot better, but it did stay interesting. The characters, there were a couple of characters who are not monsters, more than a couple. And when they were on the screen, everything sort of calmed down and you could sort of sense what was going on. But mostly it was just like, this is such a strange, outrageous movie with a very original story and good performances and a kind of a subtext about women's rights and how women are maligned. And this was set in Chicago in the 1930s. Frankenstein, who everybody usually makes a big point saying, not Frankenstein, but Frankenstein's monster. This was Frankenstein's monster, but he had been around for quite some time, and he had gotten used to being called Frankenstein or Frank, and he was okay with that. So that wasn't the problem in the movie. Definitely this really outrageous character, Frank, had much to say and much to do, and he was, as it turned out, very much in love with the bride, even though she was kind of brought back from the dead. And but she was just somebody he was needing female companionship, and he seemed like a really kind of a nice guy, although weird. And they hooked up and went kind of Bonnie and Clyde like through the 1930s in the Chicago area and New York at some point. So that was actually one of the things that I noted about this movie. Is it seemed to borrow from a lot of other movies. The Bonnie and Clyde was one. Young Frankenstein, which is Mel Brooks' take on the Frankenstein tale, was in there, concerning a dancer who was able to put on the Ritz. And it quite funny in the original, and in this one it was just a little weird, like, what is this doing in there? But it was definitely borrowed from the Young Frankenstein Mel Brooks film. And another thing that I noted was there was a sequence where a number of the women who had started to look at what was going on with the bride and noticed that she was dressed strangely and looked strange in general, and people, the women, started to emulate her look. And that too was from another movie, which, sorry, the name escapes me at the moment, but in the know, you folks will remember how that worked. It was a genre from a John Irving movie. It is not a movie I would go out of my way to say you need to see this, because you probably don't need to see this. But it is for people who enjoy unusual movies, movies that have things that are unexpected, and everything seemed kind of over the top in the film. The performances, the story, the characters. So if you like that kind of movie, then I would say absolutely go see it while it's still playing locally, actually in a really nice theater at the Maison Cinema, and see what you think. It's not, again, it's not one that I would say absolutely you must see this movie. No, but if you have any interest in unusual movie-making techniques and unusual performances and characterizations, then absolutely. It's also kind of funny because Jesse Buckley, who plays the bride, Ida or Penelope, whatever her name is, is also in the same theater playing the wife of William Shakespeare in Hamlet and getting accolades all over the place. And she does give a very fine but weird performance. Anyway, so much for that movie. I'll quickly look at what else is happening at the Maison, the cinema. my favorite place to go for movies. The movie Crime 101 is still there in both English and French, they say. I'm assuming that's the case. They're not always correct on the website, but I'll assume it's still there in both languages. And that was entertaining and fun and nothing hugely unusual, but good entertainment. Hamnet is still there, again, apparently in English and French. There's several cartoons, one of which is called Goat. That looks like fun. The most recent one, Before The Bride, was Wuthering Heights, and I've already talked about that. That's still there. Another kind of weird and movie that probably had more to it than it required. So, again, not one that I would go way out of my way to recommend, but not, it wouldn't be a total waste of time to go with. Let's say that. Okay, so there's at least two feature-length cartoons there for kids and maybe grown-ups who like feature-length cartoons, of which I am one. Movies coming down the pipe soon. On 20th of March, for example, there's one called the Hail Mary. What's it called? Excuse me. Project Hail Mary, with the always popular, always entertaining Ryan Gosling, Canada's very own Ryan Gosling. And he is in this movie. It looks, and it's science fiction, but maybe not so far from reality. I don't know. It looks like it's very set very far in the future, and Earth is on its way out. So he's been commissioned to try and fix that. And there's another movie that's on March 20th, excuse me, and on March 13th is a movie called Memories of Him. I don't know very much about that, except what I've seen in the reviews, and it looks kind of ordinary. So it's one that I'll probably go and see it, but I will have to reserve judgment until I've actually seen it. And truth be told, the one I am really looking forward to is the Hail Mary project with Ryan Gosling. Okay, I think that's maybe it for this week. Always think about going to the movies because they're just so much better on the big screen, especially if the screen is really big, as many of the screens at the Maison Cinema are. The sound in many of the theaters, not all of them quite yet, but many of the theaters is outstanding. The picture is outstanding, and it's worth spending a little money to go to the movies and maybe have some food beforehand or some food after. You're downtown and there's many restaurants right there. So that's my take on the movies for this week.
Thanks very much, Melanie, and have a good day.
Thank you. You too.